news is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Ted Cruz and John Kasich have teamed up to divide and conquer against Donald Trump.
What?
Kasich and Cruz have announced that they're going to focus on different primaries. Kasich will focus on Oregon and New Mexico, and Ted Cruz will focus on Indiana. Of course, they have a bunch of primaries tomorrow: Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. They didn't mention those. But
this is
not sure if this will work.
Interesting tactic.
It doesn't make any sense because you can focus all you want, but you're trying to focus maybe whatever that percent of the population that is undecided. But you've already got your fans. He's got his fans.
Right.
Trump's got more than both of you guys combined.
Right.
If you want this to work, you have to. One of you has to drop out of the race.
Yeah.
That's how you work together against Donald Trump. If it's a coin flip at this point, flip
right.
a coin already.
Yeah.
Well, or Kasich should just drop out. I mean, Cruz has 500 delegates. Kasich only has like 148 or something. And, you know, Trump has 800 something. Yeah. So,
like, arm wrestle for it. I mean, do whatever you want to do.
Like
but
that.
One of you has to leave the race.
It would make sense if Kasich just went, I think. But
they could film an adult film for it. A woman appeared on Maury Povich to find a husband last week. And turns out she's a dead ringer for Ted Cruz. And now she's also agreed to do porn. Kind of crazy. A 21-year-old from Natchez, Mississippi. She went viral after Maury Povich's viewers were like, whoa, she looks like Ted Cruz with a wig on. She was trying to find the father of her son, as you do on Maury Povich. She took a lie detector and DNA tests and then went viral. And now she's agreed to do porn for her ex-hamster for $10,000. And
Wait.
She and her husband says they're going to pay off their truck and their house, and they might get married.
What about a hamster?
Ex-hamster. They're a porn. I'm familiar with them. Because I'm an adult male, but they're a porn hub of
what?
Kinds.
Okay.
All right. Just listen to Povich interviewing her. This is the Cruz lookalike.
Are you Ted Cruz's sister?
No. I mean, you know, why all of a sudden, you know, if I am, you know, just saying, if I am Maury, why is everybody just now saying or bringing him in my life?
Right, okay.
You know?
Right.
I mean, just saying. But in my eyes, I'm not. Why would everybody compare me to a president?
Right.
You know, being related to a president.
Right. Do you know who he is?
No, I never known him.
Never knew who he was?
No, the only one I've ever known of was Donald Trump. I never heard of Ted Cruz nowhere until y'all called me that day on the phone.
They had to correct her that he was not president. Yeah, he was just a presidential candidate.
I want to hear the conversation between Ted Cruz lookalike and excuse me, bitch.
Excuse me, bitch!
That would be hilarious.
I'd like to hear the conversation between Broovies and the DABC. Ryan Reynolds has actually thrown himself into this scenario. He has donated $5,000 to Broovies Legal Fund after the brew pub in Salt Lake was fined $25,000 and could lose their liquor license after they were found in violation for showing films with nudity and simulated sex acts.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with the lawyer for Broovies, and I believe it is today where they're going to file an injunction against the state. A lot that I was chatting with him, you know, to set up the interview, and he's like, there's a lot of precedent here and where stuff like that has gone on with other states. Not only have they, you know, overturned it, but then the state Supreme Court has picked it up and ruled these kinds of things unconstitutional. This may very well really backfire.
Could blow up
on the state of Utah, and we'll talk with Rocky, the lawyer, about that tomorrow.